Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. And today I have quite a special treat for all of us. She is Renee Rothberg. Renee guides and teaches through Energy Guidance Complete. She was born and raised in Galveston, Texas, received a BA in political science from the University of Texas at Austin, received a degree in paralegal studies, and worked as a legal assistant in Houston and Manhattan. She then moved to Israel, where she worked for many years in technical writing. During both of her previous careers, Renee was aware of her need to be working with people either through nutritional counseling or through some other work that she was unable to define. After Renee's children were born, she began studying kinesiology, the Libra method, a holistic balance for spine and joints, aromatherapy, and nutrition. And she is a certified Libra method practitioner in Israel. Renee became aware of her connection to spiritual presence and higher healing in the summer of 2012. And since then, she has written 2 guidebooks for healing, has developed Energy Guidance Complete, has published 4 books about life, healing, and the soul, relationships, a personal account of her experience with Energy Guidance Complete, a short play, and 3 books of wisdom poetry. And she is currently working on 4 more books and continues to be the voice of spiritual presence through books, articles, blogs, seminars, and private sessions at her clinic and through Skype. And so obviously we have a lot to share today. So welcome to the network, Renee.
Thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, before we get into Energy Guidance Complete, you say that you became aware of your connection to spiritual presence and higher healing in the summer of 2012. What happened that caused that awareness?
It started when I attended a conference for Libra Method practitioners. And one of the students asked our teacher if she checked things on herself. It's self-testing through kinesiology. After she explained how she tested herself through her fingers, I thought, wow, that sounds really great. I want to use that for myself. And I checked with my fingers if I could self-test and learn about ways to lose weight. I was overweight at the time, and I found that I could. And so I started self-testing and learning what I could eat and what exercises to do and just general good health. That was going along very well. And then a little time later, I received a phone call from my stepmother in Houston saying that my father was quite ill and I needed to get right home. On my way to Houston, I was on the airplane and feeling that I really needed some sort of support. And I started using the self-testing again and asking if I could have spiritual support to help me through this time. And through the asking, I connected with my dear deceased mother, and she helped me through my father's dying process with what to say to him, helping me understand what he was going through. And it was a very special time. And then when he passed away, I was then connected with him through the same testing. Before I continue, I just want to say the way that I self-test is that I press my fingers and I get yes and no answers. I don't hear voices. It's just through me asking questions and getting yes, no answers through my fingers. So that was going very well. I was back home in Israel. I was losing weight. I was feeling great having these spiritual conversations with both of my parents. And then one day I became very curious and I said, what else can I know? And it's as if the universe opened up and everything I asked about, I received answers for. About illnesses, about current events, you name it, I asked and I started to receive information. And I started to use that information when I was working with patients on the Libra method, helping them with their back pain. I started helping with other things. I started to branch out and helping with different issues like migraines and stomach pains and all sorts of different issues. Then one day, my knee started to hurt, and I thought, well, maybe I can heal it using a Chinese meridian, which is part of kinesiology healing and part of the Libra method. And when I asked if I could use a meridian, I received the answer yes. So I ran through the names of all of the meridians, but I got only no's. And I became confused. So then I said, is there a meridian that will help? And I got a yes. And I said, is there someone in Israel who can teach this to me? And I got a no. And I thought about it and I said, does anyone in the world know this meridian? And I got a no. And then I started to understand, am I about to learn about a meridian that no one else knows? And I received a yes. It was a very exciting moment and also daunting. I started reading up more about meridians, and word by word, I wrote about this meridian. And it is called the Spiritual Connection Meridian. And it starts at the knee. And that was why my knee started to hurt. It poked me to start asking the question. From there, I started to receive more information about healing techniques, and I incorporated all of those techniques into my practice. And I wrote two handbooks for healing. And after that, I started to receive nudges that I needed to write more. And I started writing essays about health. And after I wrote a few essays about health, I asked, am I writing a book? And I received the answer, yes. And that was the beginning of my first book, which is called The Gift of Intuitive Dedicated Comfort, the mouthful. Like I said, it's essays of wisdom all about modern life. And from there, I just continued writing. As I understand, my writing is to help people navigate modernity. A lot of the issues that we face nowadays, people have faced for a long time, but we have technology and we have globalization and specialization and many things that make our lives today different than they were years past. And so sometimes the old wisdom still holds true, but sometimes it needs to be re-looked at and readdressed. And that is what I do, Pat.
Oh, my. I am just sitting here with a million questions and just kind of in awe of all of this. You say that you wrote these books word by word. So if you're getting this information question by question and then feeling the answers in your fingertips, you had to ask every question in order to get the next word?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And in the beginning, it was much harder. Mm-hmm. Because, well, it actually wasn't so hard when I started with the meridian. Because I knew that I was going to write about a meridian because I had received the answer, yes, it's a meridian. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it started at the knee. And so basically, I started working out the path up the knee and where the path goes. And from there, I started asking questions like, what is the name? And when I worked out the name, and then I asked, what is it for? And I started asking all sorts of questions. Is it for this? No. Is it for that? No. Is it for this? Yes. And word by word, I built it. And with each of the healing techniques, I built them very slowly, but I knew that they were all about healing. As I progressed, because that was already back in the end of 2012, I already can now sense the direction that we're going in. And for instance, when I started writing poetry, I had no idea that I was going to be receiving poetry. It's wisdom poetry. And I knew that I was going to be writing a book, and I'm like, am I going to write another book of wisdom essays? No. Am I going to write a book about this? No. This, no. And then I thought, am I going to be writing poetry? And I received a yes. And then I started to receive poetry and work through verse and work through choreography of the lines, because the wisdom poetry has a lot of choreography in it. And each book is like that. Each blog post is like that. I sit down and think, what are we going to write about today? I ask a few questions, and quite often I'm just already in the right direction because now I've been doing it and I understand what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm.
Have you met anyone else that has had this same type of experience?
I know that there are people in the world who do. I personally haven't met them, but I know that I'm not the only one with this capability, and I know that there are people doing wonderful work all around the world in different aspects of helping people.
When you first realized that this was happening to you, did you tell other people? Did you keep this to yourself? How did you explore that?
It was a difficult time because my society is very logic-minded, as are many of us nowadays with science. Science is very important, and spirituality is sometimes scoffed at or not always thought so much of. And so when I realized I had this very strong spiritual connection, it was difficult to open up to my friends and family because I wasn't sure how they would take it. Actually, some of them were thrilled, and some of them were more cautious, and it's been a process. I tend to be a reserved and not quiet person, but I'm not loud and out there, and spirit pushes me to write and bring these things to light, and so I do it.
How exciting for you. And at the same time, I'm wondering, does it sometimes feel like a heaviness?
I go back and forth. I love having the spiritual connection and having amazing conversations. I say my connection is with spiritual presence. And so that's just the term that I will use. I love that connection. Sometimes it gets a bit lonely, not involving other people. There are some people that I talk about with it. They understand. It's a unique position. Mm-hmm. But the more I share it with people and other people who get excited about it as well, then it just fills me with a lot of joy.
Well, good. I hope you're feeling joy today, because I am quite excited about this conversation. So what exactly is Energy Guidance Complete?
I am like a conduit for spiritual wisdom. For instance, if a person comes to me with an issue, be it a physical issue or a decision they need to make or an issue in a relationship, I don't ask for much information. As a matter of fact, the less a person tells me, the better the session works, because I don't really need to know much. I just need the topic. And then I turn to my fingers and I start asking Spirit, what are we going to do? And Spirit will lead me to discussions to have with the people, or activities that we'll do, or movements that we'll do, breathing exercises, all sorts of things to help the person see their issue in a different way. And at the end of the session, the person who has come to me because they're looking for change will receive tasks to do that Spirit gives me, and they can be actual exercises, like I said, breathing exercises or movements or different ways to connect with nature, different ways to eat, certain people to connect with. With each person, it's different, because each person needs a little something different and unique to them. And when the people do the things that Spirit gives them through me, then incredible change can occur.
I'm sure you've seen all kinds of exciting outcomes happen for people.
It's been interesting. One time I was working with two women who are actually friends of mine. They were having issues between them, and I did like a little arbitration. They both agreed to this arbitration. And it, after we finished, it brought them much closer together. And one of the women told me that what we were doing, some of the activities, were things that she had seen in other therapies. Because sometimes I use things like beads and shells and stones and Monopoly pieces and art, doing art, all sorts of things. And I say, it's very possible because there's so much wisdom in healing and there's so many techniques. The difference for me is that I didn't study all those techniques. It's that spirit guides me to use these different techniques.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so you can offer these energy guidance complete sessions to people all over the world.
Right. I've also worked with people over Skype.
Okay. All right. Let's just stop for a moment because we'll get it again. But how can people contact you? Where's the best way to reach you since we're talking about this?
I have a website.
Okay.
And it's Energy Guidance Complete. If a person does a search for Energy Guidance Complete, then they would get to my website.
Okay. Energy Guidance Complete. I wanted to stop and mention that. Now, you have books, very specific books, and you mentioned a few. One that, or two that help people attain their goals, like Contracts for an Exemplary Life and Samba Till the End, a book Awaiting Light, Understanding the Development of the Soul. So maybe just take us on a little journey of one or two of your books, so just to give folks an idea of what you've written about.
Okay, I'd like to start with Samba Till the End, because it's a book I'm very excited about. It's the last book that I published, and it's about experiencing well-being in the later years. Now, this is, okay, when we talk about later years, we're actually talking about from the 40s on, because spirit relates to aging as a gradual ending. And it really starts when our bodies are no longer growing, but it's a very, very gradual process. And there are many things that we can all do from the 40s and 50s and onward that can bring us happiness toward the end. And in the book, there are a number of questionnaires to help a person understand their health in terms of their physical health, their emotional health, their intellectual health, and even their, where they stand spiritually. And when they have a picture of where they are, then they can use the suggestions in the book to help bring about deep happiness and satisfaction as they age. So I like this book a lot. It's not a simple self-help book that's light. You have to really think about what it is you want in life and where you want to go, and what type of legacy you would like to leave. And when you know those things, it can help bring great satisfaction and balance. So,
Samba Till the End. That's a great title.
Yes, I like that.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
It's our way along. It's great.
All right, Samba Till the End. Now, you say that our connections to people and animals, the environment and spirituality, is basically the topic that underlies much of your writing.
People are designed to be connected. We are not designed to live alone. We are not designed to be completely self-reliant. We are designed to work in units and to ask for help. And we're designed to build networks so that we can help others and they can help us. And that connection keeps us healthy and balanced.
And with that, I want to segue into something else. This is good timing that I read on your website, screen addiction. You say that we're not meant to live alone and by ourselves, and yet people are so tethered to their devices that I'm not sure that they're really connecting to anything other than this piece of metal that emits radiation. Let's just talk a little bit about screen addiction.
I have worked with a few young people, say ages of 12 and up, who are addicted to their screens. And I find that especially for the boys, it affects their eyes. There's like an emptiness in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not in the middle of playing a game or on their device, they're thinking about the next game. It's as if they're not quite there. Something is missing. With the girls, it's a bit different. But again, the connection to the device, the connection to the device takes over their thinking. And it's a very scary phenomenon. And I see that with the young people. Mm-hmm. And also with older people as well. We're all getting addicted. I have to add that I have my own issues, and I work on that as well, because the screens are very addictive. And having so much information at our fingertips is exciting, and it draws us in. And we have to be very careful to stay balanced and not let it be the main focus of our lives.
Well, I just think that's a very, very important conversation. I think we're losing people. We're losing especially our youth. And as you say, that vacuous look in our children's faces. Clearly, it's not just a term, addiction. I do believe that there is a brain function that's going on that really does cause a true addiction. So something that folks need to pay attention to. I also want to just skip around because there's so much I want to talk about. But you also had a post about superiority, and I just found that to be very interesting, especially as we see such divisiveness today between political views and race and gender. I mean, just about everything. So let's just touch on that for a minute.
Okay. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to tell you why I ended up writing about that.
Okay.
There is a book that I am supposed to be writing. It's one of the four. And I'm just looking up. I've forgotten the title. Here we go. It is called Descending into War, Descending into Contempt. I am supposed to write about warfare, and I'm having a lot of trouble writing that book, Pat, because I just don't want to ask those questions, mm-hmm. and I've only written a bit. And a couple weeks ago, when I was asking what we're going to write about, I got that we were going to write about the sense of superiority. And a whole group of blog posts came out about superiority. And then afterwards, I asked why I was writing that. And then I understood that it's going to be part of the book about war and contempt. And superiority, the sense of superiority, is the cause of so much conflict. I had no idea, but it's a cause of so much conflict between people in the same society, people in different societies, different groups. I'll give you an example, though. I had to confront my own sense of superiority. I won't go into everything, but I will say that I was born in Texas, and I had that crazy Texas superiority. If you've met people from Texas, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But not everybody, but many, many people carry different senses of superiority, whether it's about the person's gender or race or nationality or physical attractiveness or intellectual prowess. All different things cause us to feel better than other people. And that is distancing, and it is a very negative thing.
It struck me, since our election here in the United States, if you go on social media, it's just horrendous. And people are just saying horrible things about both sides, and people are losing friendships and family members. And when I read about superiority, I thought, oh, there it is. That's one of the big underlying causes. And I bet people don't even think about that. It's not just opinion.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just my opinion. It's my opinion because I'm superior.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And it's men who think they're superior to women,
mm-hmm.
and women who think they're superior to men. And there are religions that think they're superior to other religions. Well, not the religions themselves, but the people who practice those religions.
Right.
There are so many ways that people make themselves feel bigger than someone else, and it is just not a good thing for society,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good for the people who are having those feelings as well.
Right. Clearly, it's not good for the whole psyche of the world, really. Oh my, so much to talk about. I'm going to flip gears again. You have a food blog, which I just again found completely fascinating. It's called yumtricious-eating.com, and you talk about the benefits that come from taking the time to prepare meals from scratch. And I loved, here's what happens when a person sorts and snaps fresh green beans. Again, not something I gave much thought to. Let's just touch on that.
I don't have that in front of me, but when I was writing it, I was so amazed at how much snapping green beans can contribute to one's overall health,
mm-hmm.
in terms of like fine motor skills that you're using when you're doing it. So you're strengthening and developing your fingers and your arms, and it carries on through the muscles in your whole body and the attention. It helps develop the mind. It's incredible to me, plus the connection with the food itself, with real natural food. It's incredible how important that is.
I enjoyed that so much, especially because it was green beans, because for some, I'm a bottom line person. I like to get things done quickly. And when I have to stand at the sink and snap these ends off the beans and snap them in half, it's like, oh my gosh, this is taking so long. But now I've got a newfound appreciation for that.
I'm glad to know that.
So thank you to you on so many levels. So much to talk about. I want to make sure we didn't miss anything that you wanted to bring up today. Is there anything that you want to highlight that we haven't touched on?
Energy Guidance Complete is so wide because there is so much that we need to know navigating life these days. How we treat each other, we've talked about. How we treat the environment, we haven't talked about so much. There is one interesting thing that I wrote. People are so busy nowadays, and for instance, we might have an event that we're planning and we feel that our time is too valuable and we're too busy, so we use throwaway plates and plastic and styrofoam and all. And the message that Spirit gave me about that is that our time is not as important as we think it is, but the environment is important. And that should come before our own comfort. We have to take care of the environment, and we have to remember our place in the environment and with the animals and with other people. Everything, we have a place. And we have an important place, but we have to be part of it and not above it. Everybody can contribute. Everybody can connect with someone else. Everybody can do their part and get a lot of satisfaction out of it. And the more people connect and care for and do all the wonderful things, the better they will feel, the more balanced they will feel. And it's just all good.
Well, good. We'll leave it on a positive note then. So you mentioned your website before, but just give us any other contact information so that folks could learn more about you, because there is just plenty more to learn.
I have a Facebook page, but I think through my website is probably the best way to contact me, because on my website there's contact information.
Okay. So that is energyguidancecomplete.com. And before we say goodbye, just because I love talking with you, any final words of advice?
Connect. That's my word, connect.
Easy enough. And I hope that folks connect with you because you are quite a lady. Energyguidancecomplete.com. Renee Rothberg, what a pleasure to meet you today. Thank you for sharing you and your wisdom with us.
Thanks so much, Pat. It was great talking with you.